Today, the nation's largest air carrier announced it plans to get smaller in order to get healthy. American Airlines has lost more than $1 billion so far this year. It plans to eliminate about 7,000 jobs as it tries to remake itself as a far more efficient airline capable of competing with its low-cost competitors. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Today's announcement by American Airlines parent company AMR is a reaction to the devastating downturn in the travel industry. 2 days ago, U.S. Airways declared bankruptcy. United Airlines is in serious trouble. Nearly every airline save Southwest and JetBlue are hemorrhaging money. This morning, American Airlines Chief Financial Officer Jeffrey Campbell outlined the company's plan to return to profitability.
Today, what we announced this morning is that we clearly think the right answer as we head into the winter is we got to be smaller, and sadly, when we have run a smaller airline, we got to have fewer people. How much of that is permanent is a function of where we end up as an industry in terms of overall demand.
In the coming months, American will retire its entire fleet of 100-seat Fokker jets, relying instead on its even smaller regional jets flown by its low-cost subsidiary, American Eagle. It will also reconfigure nearly 100 of its jets, reducing the size of first class and moving toward a simpler, more uniform seating configuration. Campbell says that change will give the airline more flexibility.
I don't mean to sit here this morning and suggest that the things we announced this morning are going to fix our profitability problem. They're just steps along a long road. We got a lot of steps still to take. We think these are the right kind of steps to move us along that path, and we're going to keep finding more until we get to the right answer so that we can make money again.
American will also expand what it calls a rolling hub strategy that it believes has proved successful at O'Hare. Instead of banks of planes arriving and departing in huge waves, it will spread out departures and arrivals more. The new schedule will allow the carrier to offer the same number of flights with 17 fewer airplanes, a significant cost savings. The changes will help reduce delays on the runways and at ramps. But it will also mean longer layovers for some passengers.
I think American is leading the way to a different airline model.
Aaron Gelman is a professor at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University. He believes that American's strategy is a first step in changing the way huge airport hubs are utilized. He predicts the next step will be more point-to-point flying following Southwest Airlines' successful model.
In fact, if American doesn't start more point-to-point flying, I suspect that one of their more conventional competitors, like Continental, Delta, etc., I think one of those will see the wisdom of doing more point-to-point flying.
The cuts at American will mean 550 pilots will be furloughed. All of the American Airlines pilots who will lose their job will be former TWA pilots flying out of St. Louis. For their part, the Allied Pilots Association seemed to understand that the reductions were necessary. Greg Overman is with the union.
It's obvious that the company has a problem on its hands, and you can't continue to lose money at the rate with which American has been losing money. So management is doing what it believes necessary to stem the flow and to position the carrier for recovery.
American believes the cuts in their labor force and the changes to their business model will save the company over $1 billion a year. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.